Being joined here on Radio On The Go Sports by a very special guest. That is UNI football coach Todd Stepsis here at Dale Howard Auto Center as part of the UNI spring caravans that they're doing. And coach, thanks for taking some time here. I guess my first question for you before we get into some other things. Tell me, you know, what brings you out to Iowa Falls today and, you know, this opportunity to kind of get out in front of all these communities in the state of Iowa and really just a chance to say hi, right? Pretty much.
Yeah. You know, first of all, thanks for having me on. You know, it's any time that I can be around people that, are Panther proud and a part of our family. I'm all about it, you know? And so if I know of a gathering of UNI fans and, you know, regardless of the sport, if they're just fans of the university or fans of the community or fans of us, get me around that group. You know, they're just a ton of fun, super loyal, you know, lots of big hearts in Panther Nation. And I just love being around people that support our program and follow us.
Mm-hmm. You were telling me a little bit about your background and your upbringing in the sport of football. Sounds like it's kind of just been in your blood since day one, right? Can you fill our audience in just a little bit on your background and kind of how that seed got planted to start coaching football and ultimately to where you are now?
You know, I could make this long, but I'll keep it short for the interview. For sure. But I mean, you know, I grew up in a small town in Ohio. Actually, where I grew up feels very similar to Cedar Falls. It was actually smaller. It's probably more like Dyke, New Hartford or Grundy Center is kind of where I grew up. But my dad was a football coach. You know, he played college football for Ohio University. Back in the day, we had to play both ways, you know, so you only have so many substitutions. But he was a grad assistant for 2 years down at OU and then found a job at Shelby High School, which is where I went. And he started his teaching career there and ended it there, you know. So his entire 35 years of teaching plus five more of coaching on the side were spent in that community and in that area of the state. And so growing up, my older brother, my younger brother, myself, many two-on-one tackle football games, at practice during the summer. And, you know, Friday nights, unfortunately there were no overnights at friends' houses on Friday nights. We were at the stadium, and depending on our skill set and how old we were, we had a job. And the best job I think was ball boy. That was my favorite. You know, you had to throw the ball a certain distance to be considered to be able to qualify to be a ball boy on Friday nights. But boy, everything from filling water bottles up to running out to get to the tee to, and once we understood the game, film and practice, that's really all we knew growing up. And so going to college, and I played D2 ball in Ohio, thought initially I wanted to go into the medical field because my older brother, you know, he got all the smart genes of the family, as we like to joke. He was already on his way to finishing his undergrad in chemistry and going to medical school. So I thought that's what I wanted to do. Lasted one semester, but I do think deep down I always knew that teaching and coaching was for me. You know, just the ability to make an impact and make a difference. To be able to coach something that was really important and that something that our players really wanted to do, and that they were going to do their best in that, and then to be able to take that and affect their lives to where now they're going to do other things at that same high level. I think deep down I knew that was the path for me, and my younger brother was the same way. You know, he's a high school teacher and a coach in the Cleveland area in Ohio. All my family's still back there, but I've been in this state now for 11 years, and it has definitely become home for us. And you know, less about the opportunities and success and more about the people that we've met along the way. You won't find a better type of person than the people here in Iowa.
You bet. So coming off of a stint as the head coach at Drake, where, you know, you were able to bring them to the FCS playoffs a few times, and now you go to a UNI program that, you know, just let's be honest, they in the past few years before you got here, kind of on a little bit of a downward trajectory. You know, how do you kind of see this as an opportunity to come in, rebuild this program, bring them back to prominence and back to the playoffs, you know, just like you did at Drake?
Well, I tell you, it won't be easy. You know, I think number one, one of the, I guess, attractions to the job was the conference that we play in. I mean, boy, if you can compete in the Missouri Valley Football Conference, you can compete at the nation and at the national level. So, it's not going to be easy to get it back, but I think really, just the short amount of time I've been here, it's just a blip on the radar. You know, when you think about the history of our program, it's been success, it's been wins. You know, Coach Farley is an amazing coach and did a phenomenal job for a ton of years. And just seeing that, that's what I'm used to. You know, my college coach was at the same place for 35 years. My dad, like I talked about, was, you know, started and ended his teaching career at the exact same high school. So to be a part of a community that embraces its teams and its sports, to be at a place that, boy, you know, people want to stay and want to make a difference. Boy, I'm excited for the challenge. You know, it's like I said, it's not going to be easy, but I do believe that, you know, we have the right things in place. You know, and now it's about us finding the right people to put in those places. So, you know, I think we're in a great spot. Our roster looks good. You know, we still have a lot of work to do. We've got a great summer plan for our guys and a training camp to get us ready for week one.
Mm-hmm. As we talked a little bit before we started the interview, one of your key folks is going to be recruiting local guys, Iowa high school kids, you know, in the age of the transfer portal, you know, you could find someone from anywhere. But why is it important to you to recruit the state of Iowa, get those Iowa kids on your team?
Well, you know, it's, you know, one of the things that has been an advantage is, you know, being here for the last 11 years, you know, part of as an assistant and part of as a head coach at Drake, getting to know the area, you know, so we know that, boy, you know, this area of the state has really good high school football. These programs are run the right way. Boy, the coaching is excellent. I mean, you can go across the state and find a ton of programs where they do it the right way. But the byproduct of that, and I think this is how I know for a fact that we can win with Iowa players, is that regardless of, you know, what their accolades ended up as, you know, these last 11 years that we've gotten to coach guys from the state, we have batted 1,000. We have not missed on those guys being great teammates, hard workers, super determined and driven, selfless, you know, being about the team and not about themselves. Like the types of guys that you would want as a football player in your program. Just throw up any of the Iowa guys that we've ever had on our teams in the last 11 years, and not only would they run through a big brick wall for me, I'd do the same for them just because of who they are and the type of person and their upbringing and then their values and how loyal they are. I mean, I could go on and on and on about Iowa kids. And again, we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that, you know, they don't leave the state. You know, they stay here and they come play for us.
Mm-hmm. An exciting time for UNI Athletics as a whole because of the Unidome renovation project, you know, all donation driven for that as well. What excites you about being able to, you know, maybe use that as a recruiting pitch, you know, as well, get a chance to play in the Dome, you know, in these newly renovated facilities. I know it's not completely done yet, but I have to imagine that's going to be a huge point for you guys.
Oh, I mean, it's already a beautiful building. You know, I think the first time, believe it or not, you know, I lived in this state 11 years, and the first time I'd been in the Dome, like I'd driven by it, you know, hundreds of times in recruiting, but the first time I had been in it was recently, right before we took the job, and I just remember getting goosebumps the first time I was on the turf, and I'm looking up, and just the size of that facility, and even though all the seats were the old seats, man, you could just feel the energy, you can feel the vibe that, man, when this place gets some people in it, you know, look out, it could be a really, really challenging place to play. But I think to your point, I mean, especially in this state, you know, kids, they dream about playing in that thing. And, you know, again, like, you know, now, you know, 4 or 5 months into the job, I still get goosebumps walking in now that there's no seats. There's no seats in there right now. They've all been torn up and ripped up and they're putting new ones in. And that's just going to enhance it. You know, it's always been a great place to play, you know, since its, you know, inception back in 1976. But it's going to be a great place to watch a game, you know, too, now. I mean, it was always, you know, there was always, you know, you wouldn't say there was a bad seat in the house before, but now, I mean, you know, the way it's going to look, you know, some of the different areas you can watch the game from, you know, it's going to be a hot ticket, you know, not just because we're going to be playing well, but because it's just going to be an awesome place and a great environment to be a part of.
All right. Well, don't want to keep you too long, but when it comes to, you know, the rest of this spring, you know, and once we get to the summer here, what's kind of on the horizon for UNI football as far as your off-season stuff? I know you just got done with your spring scrimmage here not too long ago as well. What's that kind of looking like for you guys?
Yeah, so we had 15 great practices, and probably the most valuable thing, like people might think, oh, you know, you had a chance to implement your new systems because, again, you know, three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams. Man, there isn't anything carried over. So they were learning a different language and different everything. But actually, you know, we, you know, knock on wood, you know, we, the guys that were available for the fall when we started spring, we still have those guys available now, you know. So I think that's really important that we didn't have any major issues injury-wise that was going to affect the fall, you know. So that was a great spring in that regard. We made a ton of strides. I think we really connected as a team. They get 3 good weeks off, you know. So they had the week before finals. They have this week, which is finals week, and then the week after, just to kind of recharge a little bit, you know, stay moving, stay active. But, man, just making sure that, hey, you know, let's take a breath here, because these next 9 weeks, you know, which is what the summer's going to be, are critical. You know, I'm not a strength and conditioning expert, but I know that, boy, those workouts in the summer, you know, they almost count as double. You know, I mean, the ones we did in January, February, March, that's what built our foundation. But, you know, boy, you know, for you to be feeling as good as you can possibly feel when August hits is super important, because that's going to be the best you feel, you know, until, you know, from moving forward, you're not going to feel any better than that day. So, boy, you know, the work you put in the summer, boy, you're feeling really, really good in August. Then by the end of the season, you won't feel that good, but boy, that decline won't be nearly as sharp as maybe if you didn't have a great summer. So we'll have that summer. We'll be back in August for 31 days to get 25 practices in, and then we'll open up that dome against Butler, and we'll be off and running.
You personally, you get a chance to step back like players are, or is it always full speed ahead?
Well, you know, we just have different phases as coaches. So right now it's heavy recruiting, you know. So we did a lot of junior days back in February. Well, actually, it was March, and then all of April, when we felt we had a ton of juniors that were on campus. Again, a lot of them from the state, some from the touching states. But, you know, this is a good time for us now to get into those schools. Those guys that came and saw us, hey, let's go and see them and talk to them a little bit and see where they're at as far as their decision-making process. Are they going to come back to us in the summer? You know, because really the month of June is a ton of camps. But once those camps are done, man, I'm gonna check out a little bit. You know, unplug. You know, it's been a while since we've taken a breath. You know, being new, which is expected. But then, you know, once we come back, middle of July, it's, you know, everything's locked and loaded, and you know, we're ready to pull the trigger and get moving.
All right. Well, that's University of Northern Iowa football coach Todd Steps is joining us here on Radio On The Go Sports. It's been a pleasure, Coach. I appreciate the time here today.
Yeah, pleasure here, too. Enjoyed talking to you.